Sri Ishapanishad, translated with commentaries by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Mantra 15. Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Pihitam Mukham Tatvam Pushan Pavanu Satyadharmaya Drishtaye. Translation. O my Lord, sustainer of all that lives, your real face is covered by your dazzling effulgence. Kindly remove that covering and exhibit yourself to your pure devotee. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord explains about his personal rays called Brahmajyoti, the dazzling effulgence of his personal form, as follows. I am the basis of the impersonal Brahman, which is immortal and imperishable, eternal, the constitutional position of ultimate happiness. Bhagavad Gita 14:27. Brahman, Paramatman, and Bhagavan are three angles of vision of the same absolute truth. Brahman is the phase of the absolute truth most perceptible to the beginner. Paramatman is the phase of the absolute truth for those who have progressed. And Bhagavan is the ultimate realization of the absolute truth. This is confirmed in the Gita, where the Lord says that He is the ultimate concept of the absolute truth. He is the source of the Brahmajyoti, as well as the all-pervading Paramatman feature. As he says that he is the ultimate reservoir of the Brahmajyoti, or impersonal conception of the absolute truth, so also he says in the Gita that there is no need of explaining his unlimited potency. It can be summarized in short that by his one plenary portion, the all-pervading Paramatma, he maintains the complete material cosmic creation. And in the spiritual world also, he maintains all manifestations. Therefore, in the Shruti Mantra of Sri Ishapanishad, he is addressed as Pushan, the ultimate maintainer. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is always full with transcendental bliss. When he was present at Vrindavan in India 5,000 years ago, he always remained in transcendental bliss, even from the beginning of his childhood pastimes. The killing of varieties of demons such as Aga, Baka, Putana, and Pralamba were also pleasure excursions for him. When he was within his village, he was enjoying with his mother, sisters, and friends as the naughty butter thief, and every one of his associates was enjoying celestial bliss by his stealing. The Lord is known as the butter thief, but the term is never used in a derogatory sense. The term butter thief, in the case of the Lord, is used with the understanding of the pleasure of his pure devotees. Everything that was done by the Lord at Vrindavan was for the pleasure of his associates there. Such manifestations were created by him to attract the dry speculators in the transcendental line, as well as the acrobats of the so-called Hatha Yoga system, trying to find the absolute truth. Of the childhood play of the Lord with his playmates, the cowherd boys, Sukadev Goswami in the Srimad Bhagavatam said, "The personality of Godhead, who is perceived as the impersonal Brahman of bliss, who is worshipped as the Supreme Lord by the devotees, and who is considered an ordinary human being by the mundane, played with the cowherd boys, who had achieved that position after a huge accumulation of pious deeds. Thus, the Lord is ever engaged in transcendental loving activities, along with his spiritual associates, in the various relationships of santa, calmness, dasya, servitorship, sakya, friendship, vatsalya, paternal affection, and madhurya, conjugal love. It is said that the Lord never goes out of the Vrindavan Dham, and so it may be asked how he manages the affairs of his different creations. This is answered in the Gita. He pervades all the material creation by his plenary part, known as the Purusha incarnation. The Lord has nothing to do with material creation, maintenance, and destruction, but he causes it to be done by his plenary expansion, this Paramatma, or Supersoul feature. Every living entity is known as Atman, soul. The principal Atman, who controls them all, is Paramatman, Supersoul. The whole system of God realization is a great science. The materialist can only analyze and meditate on the 24 factors of the material creation. They have very little information of the Purusha, the Lord. The impersonal transcendentalists are simply bewildered by the glaring effulgence of the Brahmajyoti. If one wants to see the absolute truth in full, one has to penetrate beyond the 24 material elements and the glaring effulgence as well. Sri Ishopanishad hints at this direction, praying for removal of the Hiranmaya Patra, the dazzling covering. Unless this covering is removed, and unless one can perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is, factual realization of the Absolute Truth can never be achieved. The Paramatman feature of the Personality of Godhead is one of three plenary expansions, collectively called Vishnu Tattva. The Vishnu Tattva within the universe, one of the three principal deities, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, is known as the Chiradakshai Vishnu. He is the all-pervading Paramatma in each and every individual living entity. And the Garbhadakshai Vishnu is the collective Supersoul of all living entities. Beyond these two, there is the Karanadakshai Vishnu, lying in the causal ocean. He is the creator of all the universes. The yoga system teaches the serious student to meet such Vishnu tattvas after overcoming the 24 material elements of cosmic creation. The culture of empiric philosophy helps one to realize the impersonal Brahmajyoti, which is the glaring effulgence of the transcendental body of Lord Sri Krishna. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Brahma Sanhita 540. Quote, in the millions and millions of universes, there are innumerable planets, each and every one of them different from the others by cosmic constitution, and all of them situated in a corner of the Brahmajyoti. This Brahmajyoti is the personal ray of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom I do worship. End quote. This mantra of the Brahma Sanhita is the position of factual realization of the Absolute Truth. And the Shruti mantra of Sri Ishopanishad, under discussion, is a confirmation of this mantra as a process of realization. It is a simple prayer to the Lord to remove the Brahma Jyoti so that one can see the real face of God. Perfect knowledge means to know the root of Brahman. The root of Brahman is Lord Sri Krishna, and in scriptures such as the Srimad Bhagavatam, the science of Krishna is perfectly elaborated. In the Bhagavatam, the author, Srila Vyasadeva, has established by realization that the Supreme Truth is described either as Brahman, Paramatman, or Bhagavan. But he has never said that the Supreme Truth is anywhere described as Jiva, the ordinary living entity. Therefore, the living entity is not the all-powerful Supreme Truth. Otherwise, there would be no need of prayer by the entity for the Lord to remove the dazzling cover in order to see his real face. The conclusion is, therefore, that in the absence of potent manifestations of the Supreme Truth, the impersonal Brahman is realized. Similarly, when there is realization of the material potencies of the Lord with little or no information of the spiritual potency, it is called Paramatma realization. Therefore, both Brahman and Paramatman realization of the Absolute Truth are partial realizations. But when one realizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, in full potency, after the removal of Hiranmaya Patra, as it is prayed for in this mantra, then he realizes that Vasudev Sarvamiti, Lord Sri Krishna, known as Vasudev, is everything. Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. He is Bhagavan, the root, and Brahman and Paramatman are his branches. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a comparative analysis of the three grades of transcendentalists known as jnanis, the worshippers of the impersonal Brahman, the yogis, or worshippers of the Paramatma feature, and bhaktas, or devotees of Lord Sri Krishna. It is stated in the Gita that amongst all types of transcendentalists, one who is a jnani, who has cultured the Vedic knowledge, is supreme. Yet the yogis are still more than the jnanis. The yogis are far superior to fruitive workers as well. And amongst all kinds of yogis, the one who constantly serves the Lord with all his energy is topmost. The summary is that a philosopher is better than a laboring man, and a mystic is far superior to a philosopher. And of all the mystic yogis, one who is following bhakti yoga, who is constantly engaged in the service of the Lord, is the highest. Sri Ishvara Upanishad directs us toward this perfection of life.